The Canadian St. Lawrence Seaway Management Corporation and Union Unifor negotiated day and night over the weekend. Unifor spokesman Stuart Laidlaw says the two groups have agreed to bring in an arbitrator to resolve any disputes over a new contract.
Each side will present their case, and then the arbitrator will take some time and decide on a best contract for the Seaway and the Union.
Duluth Seaway Port Authority spokeswoman Adele Yorty says port officials and dock operators are breathing a sigh of relief.
This is such a busy time of year for Great Lakes Seaway transport. To have had a work stoppage along the Seaway could have had disastrous results for the end of the season.
Andrew Bogora is a spokesman for the Canadian St. Lawrence Seaway Management Corporation. Bogora says the arbitrator's decision will be binding.
The general labor situation will now be set until March 31st of 2018. So we can look forward to over 3 years of commerce moving over the Seaway system without any new round of labor negotiations.
The union notified the Seaway of plans to strike last week. The unit agreement representing 460 Canadian workers expired in March of this year. Bogora says union workers took issue with a new hands-free mooring system. He says the change means the Seaway will phase out 67 jobs over the next 5 years. Both groups say it's uncertain when a deal will be reached. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Superior.